It's 8:50 on the Morning Edition, the BBC, coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now, though, we have our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday, after the closing bell, NAS reported that 4% of the corn crop has been planted, compared with 8% a year ago and the five-year average of 9%. Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, and Minnesota are all at 0% planted. Meanwhile, 55% of the winter wheat crop was rated good to excellent, down from 64% last week. 10% is headed, compared with the five-year average of 6%. Kansas winter wheat saw an 11% increase in poor to very poor ratings and a 19% decrease in good to excellent ratings. We'll discuss the implications of the report in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are expected to trade from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher amid snug supplies. Terminals are called steady to mostly higher, with tops from $44.50 to $49. Peoria called $1 to $1.50 higher today, with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, April 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,392 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $57.50 to $66.45. The weighted average, $63.85, a gain of 3 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.45 to $53.75, and the weighted average was $50.94. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,410. The base price range, $57.25 to $69. The weighted average, $65.66, a gain of $1.39 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.06 to $54. The weighted average, $50.45. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I got to expect that some net drying is going on out there.
Today we have more low humidity levels and sunshine, so yes, indeed, drying is taking place, and no significant precipitation is expected in the Midwest Corn Belt over the next several days. We will have a few scattered sprinkles and showers around tonight and tomorrow, and that will slow the drying rates down a bit, but I don't think we're really going to add much moisture, so the next few days will be good for drying down the fields, and some field work will definitely get underway here in fields that get dry enough. Of course, some of the low-lying fields are going to retain water for a while, and it will not be a situation where all fields become accessible at the same time, but we definitely have improvement in the situation here over the next several days. Next week, the weather pattern turns more active. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms moving through on a more frequent basis, so that will slow some planting here and there at times, and locally heavy rainfall is possible with some thunderstorms next week. But it appears through Saturday, the Midwest Corn Belt will be dry, and many eastern areas will stay dry through Sunday as well. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous across the western portions of the Corn Belt on Sunday as we change to a more active weather pattern next week. And it appears that we're going to have a little bit of an up and down on temperature. Today will be a very warm day, so today is going to be a day where the drying rates are quite high. Cool front will pass through tonight, so cooler air tomorrow and a little bit slower drying rates tomorrow into Thursday. Then temperatures are going to warm up again over the weekend, and then it appears that around the middle of next week, there may be another little bit of a cool down, as we'll be in that up and down temperature weather or temperature pattern, as is typical in the month of April. But I think for producers, the good news is we are going to have several days in a row of generally dry weather here, so that'll be favorable for at least getting some fields into workable shape. As far as Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt conditions, moist areas are going to be seeing mild weather through the next several days, and that means that there will be some drying, but more showers and thunderstorms are going to occur in southern sections of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, specifically Texas and Oklahoma, and they don't really need rain there. It appears that very warm weather is going to move into the Plains states late this week into the weekend, but that's also going to lead to some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could be severe as we go into the weekend. So there will be some wet conditions continuing over parts of the hard red winter wheat belt, basically across Texas and Oklahoma into Kansas. In the northern plains, there will be some dry weather today, but then more rain will return, at least to Montana tomorrow, and then to the Dakotas and Minnesota as we get into Thursday. The heaviest rains are expected in western sections of the northern plains, which is an area that normally doesn't get the higher totals. So this will help boost soil moisture before planting starts to take place here later this month. So that's an area where we'll be watching it, because they're usually not too wet, but they're going to be getting some rain up there. And it appears that there will be some thunderstorms moving through the Mississippi Delta into the southeast from time to time. So that will bring moisture favorable for crops already in the ground, but could slow down some planting progress. Let's look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 495, up one, last trade up six. July, 497, up four, last trade up four and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 482 and a quarter, up seven. Last trade up eight and three quarters. July, 496 and a quarter, up eight. Last trade up nine and a quarter. May corn opened at 369, up four and three quarters. Last trade up two and three quarters. July, 381, up five. Last trade up three. December, 394 and a half, up four and a quarter. Last trade up two and three quarters. March, 402, up one and a half. Last trade up four. May beans opened at 735 and a half, down a half, last trade down four and a half. July, 753, down a quarter, last trade down four and three quarters. November, 782, down a half, last trade down four and a half. May soybean meal opened at $200 even, up 50, last trade down 150. May soybean oil opened at 32.79, up one, last trade down 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of the wheat ratings that came out after the closing bell yesterday?
Well, we saw it last night. We had wheat up 10 cents and up one, at times it was up 12, 13. I don't know if we can go above five and stay because of the time of year, but again, it. The ratings on wheat are down. Nobody really knows what the loss is on wheat yet, unless it was headed, then they can actually go count things. But wheat in Illinois, wheat out west, it all suffered damage from the cold and the freeze. It's just not known how much.
Do you think that Chicago wheat can get up to maybe the 505, 5010 level today?
That's a possibility. Last night we got, 501 in the July. I don't know if we can get back a bunch above that or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if we did.
What about over in the corn pit?
Corn pit, the planting progress, I think industry was looking for 5 to 8%. We came in at 4. I think the five-year average is either at 8 or 9. Weather is still, this week, supposed to be decent, but the ground is cold in the Midwest, and I don't know that much is going to get happening until Thursday or Friday. And then we have forecasts of more rain next week, so I would, last night we only had corn up 2 to 3 at the end of the night after being a little higher than that. The planting pace on next Monday I think will be looked at more than this Monday because of the time frame. And if we don't make good progress Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we could see corn really take off next week. Again, there will be people putting it in the ground whether it's in good shape or not in places.
And over in the soybeans?
Soybeans were down a little lower last night, and again, that's due to the weather forecast of we're going to be able to plant corn this week. As the weather forecast changes into next week's weather, that, you know, that's what they're looking at right now, and beans going down because of worries that we won't get corn planted.
So the calls for corn and soybeans this morning, please.
Corn 2 to 4 higher, soybeans 3 to 4 lower, wheat 6 to 10 higher.
What are you seeing at the Merck?
Over at the Merck, we're looking at a little bit higher, unchanged to higher on cattle, and we're also looking at unchanged to higher on hogs. Continue to have very good usage on both. Exports on hogs are tremendous. I think we're the number one exporter now in the world in hogs. And in cattle, lower numbers, we're still, you know, getting good prices for cattle.
Thank you very much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.